USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a lot of damage in Lee County, Alabama from a tornado that killed at least 23 people.
In some locations, the complete residences are gone. The debris field stretches for hundreds and hundreds of yards. We're finding materials that from one location up to half a mile away from the original point of where they were located.
One man said as the tornado hit, all they could do was hold on for life. The White House says it's received the House Judiciary Committee's letter requesting documents related to the Trump administration family and business. It's part of an expanding Russia investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House Counsel's Office and relevant officials will review the letter and respond at the appropriate time. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says it's clear President Trump obstructed justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge in Washington is hearing the case of 24-year-old Huda Mathena. She's the woman who left this country 5 years ago, married a fighter from the Islamic State, and now wants to return to the U.S. with her son. She spoke with Charlie Degeda from CBS.
We're still trying to win the case, and hopefully we will. And I know I am an American citizen, and I know I have the right to come back.
The President of the United States himself said that you're not welcome back to America. What would you say to him?
I would tell him to study the legal system.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, resumes his closed-door testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. This will be Cohen's fourth day of questioning before both House and Senate committees. His testimony so far has led members of Congress to pursue other witnesses from the Trump Organization, including Felix Sater. Cohen named him during his open testimony before the House Oversight Committee, saying that he worked with him on efforts to build a Trump property in Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
With so many people announcing their presidential run in 2020, we now have word from one Democrat that he is not going to be running. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Former Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he's not running for president in 2020. The Democrat saying in an opinion piece in Monday's Washington Post, he'll focus on redistricting, the process of reconfiguring electoral districts. Holder served under President Obama and is now chairman of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which has been suing states over voter rights issues. Holder did not say which of the Democratic presidential hopefuls he might endorse, but he says there are many good options. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department says Iran is the world's leading exporter of terrorism. John Clemens reports.
The Rewards for Justice program has offered $1 million for information on the new leader of Al-Qaeda, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden. Ambassador-at-Large and the Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, tells us Hamza bin Laden has been supported by Iran.
Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and its relationship of convenience with Al-Qaeda is just additional evidence that this regime regards terrorism as absolutely fundamental to what it is.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.